Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is the Bristles. Right, that was the Bristles right there with Destroy. Thanks for hanging out with us on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, so yes, we are in, what are we, like a week into all the heavy corona nonsense. Seems like everything's going into lockdown now. Pennsylvania closed all non-essential businesses. Fucking New York's going on lockdown. It seems like the whole country may be going on lockdown. This shit is fucked up. And thank God we have such great leadership. Who we kidding? Let's get to the next track with the 45 adapters.
Sat up in those stands. I used to be a little boy. I used to play with little girls. Now I got much better toys. Then I'm living in a grown world. Living in a grown world, living in a grown world. I don't like girls, I like women, and I'm not thirsty.
Who we kidding?
I wanna stop talking, I wanna stop singing. I don't like girls,
I like women.
Two, three,
45 adapters right there, them guys coming out of NYC. Now, it seems like the internet is saying, now this is just the vague internet, not anything official, that New York seems to be third worst. God, I hope that's not true, between Italy, China, and New York. I fucking hope that's not true, but New York is oh too close to here. But yeah, so what have you been doing? If on your lockdown yesterday, I fucking made some pizza. That's what I did. Me and my girls, we made some pizza with dough and all that shit. Chef Boyardee, you know what I mean? Like a kit. That shit doesn't come with cheese. You believe that shit? You buy a Chef Boyardee pizza kit and it doesn't come with cheese. You would think it at least comes with cheese. I can see that it doesn't have like pepperoni and maybe like seasoning and shit. But I thought it would at least come with cheese. But we had cheese. We made it. Actually came out really good. We did a good job. I actually have pictures. I'm gonna put them shits on Facebook. You know what I mean? There ain't nothing else to do. Now I'll just be a foodie, I guess, until all the food runs out. Then what will we obsess over? Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, any of you live listeners, what you guys been up to during your little lockdown? Anything fun? Anything entertaining? I've been seeing some good internet memes. Some good internet memes. That's another thing. And somebody says they work at Costco, and it's been crazy. I imagine so. Is like, do they have like a whole branch, like a whole department of people just stocking toilet paper now? Like, you know, I don't know, man. I imagine it would be crazy. But yeah, and a lot of the booze, well, Pennsylvania's closed. I'm trying to run to Jersey. I thought Jersey's liquor stores closed before Pennsylvania's. Pennsylvania's are closed. From what I hear, Jersey is not. I'm about to go run to Jersey before that shit happens. I'm just saying, who knows how long we're gonna be locked in our goddamn houses for, you know what I'm saying? But we got plenty of virus to talk about, and not too much punk rock to talk about, but we got plenty of punk rock to play. So let's get to some old-fashioned ideas with punks and skins. Right, that was old-fashioned ideas right there with punks and skins. Let's stick with some of that skin, some of that oi. Here's Steel Toe Solution with Anthem Number 1. Jersey bitches. right there. Now, you know, I could think of this somebody who definitely could use a steel toe solution, and that's this senator from fucking, where the hell is he from? His name is Richard Burr from North Carolina. I'm not even going to say what side of the political spectrum he's on. Doesn't matter. He's just a piece of shit. There's recordings of this guy warning other billionaires that the virus was coming and to move their stocks. And he dumped all his stock of hotels and shit, cashed out, and then they were telling the public that it was really no big deal. I hope they beat him to death, to be honest. I hope they beat him to death. This next one's for him. It's the Clichés with Violence. Right, that was the Clichés right there with Violence. Now, just to spooky things up even more, Italy, where it is now the worst, Italy is saying that they had people dying of some weird pneumonia all the way back in November. They think these bitches had the virus all the way back in November. I'm starting to think, like, if it's half as big of a deal as it seems, I feel like we're all already exposed, and it's just a matter of who's going to deal with it well and who's going to deal with it poorly. Because, like, if motherfuckers had that shit in November, we're locking ourselves down now and cleaning everything and buying hand sanitizer and toilet paper and all this shit. And we're saying that there might be martial law. And even if there's not, everybody's quarantined. But this shit's actually been moving around since November, probably even before then. And now we're going to buckle down. And I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. People didn't know. But I'm just saying in the real life, If we're being this preventative now, we've had such a giant exposure to it then in comparison. So that feels like everybody has it, and we're just going to see how well everybody deals with it. But maybe I'm being pessimistic. I don't know. Let's get to some Stars and Stripes, Skinheads on a Rampage. We'll be right back.
the pain, the darkest picture, but it always comes out white. The fear you keep inside of you, of us is now in sight. The time is now, we see the light, we're striking out, we've got the fight. Skinheads on the rampage, 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 skinheads on the rampage.
Stars and Stripes, Skinheads on a Rampage, Pogo City Radio. Now, normally, if you guys have never heard Pogo City Radio before, normally we promote shows, we tell you about upcoming dates, and we play bands from those dates, plus whatever the hell else I want to hear, and whatever else the co-hosts who are normally here, but God knows when they'll be back, whatever they want to hear, but they'll disagree and say I only play what I want, but they can kiss my ass. But anyway, so normally that's what we'd be doing, and we did have a bunch of shows we were talking about, but like, you know, this whole coronavirus thing, COVID-19, also destroying the already shallowed, pulsed punk rock scene, you know what I'm saying? But we did have some awesome shows coming up with bands like Cheap Sex, Battalion Zoska, Steel Toe Solution, Skeptic, US Chaos. We were going to have the whole big punk beach bash. Now, hopefully all these shows are just postponed and not canceled, but who knows? Also, there was a whole bunch of really awesome plans for Philly Still Fucking Shreds was supposed to go down in June, and that's, you know, I not that that's officially been postponed, but I mean, if you're an educated person, I would imagine everything is postponed. But yeah, Pogo is not. Like I said, all I gotta do is walk up a couple stairs. That's really the hardest part. I gotta walk up a couple stairs and then hit some buttons, and then, you know, we can jump on here and do Pogo. But far less to talk about than there usually is. We're gonna do some more Jersey Oi. Been playing a lot of Oi. Some bands from Jersey, as we always do. Let's get to the Broken Heroes up next with I Won't Pay Your Way.
News came down the wire today. Union workers get cut in pay while you sit there in ivory tower. Raping workers for money and power. 9,000 people now out of work. But you make millions with a little spurt. Government bailouts, what a lie. When do you fucking punch, do you cry? Take for you to see what you're doing is killing me. Not
All right, that was the Broken Heroes right there. I did not realize how close the end of that song was right there. But yeah. So also, while I'm on my little, while we're all on our little quarantines or whatever the fuck you want to call them, our little lockdowns, but fucking, we were doing like those top 10 favorite Facebook movie, not Facebook movies, on Facebook, your top 10 like movies, basically. That's what it was. It was some long ass paragraph, but it was basically your top 10 movies. And I was planning on watching a bunch of the ones that I put up on there. But ever since this whole apocalypse thing happened, my taste in movies, not that my taste changed, but I definitely decided to put on Dawn of the Dead last night, because I keep making the comparison of this whole thing feeling like a zombie apocalypse without the zombies. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. And yeah, so last night I watched Dawn of the Dead, the remake. That is one of my favorite horror movies. It came out right when I was in high school, like a junior or some shit. It came out in 2002, so I was like a sophomore then or something. And I can remember just like seeing this in theaters, and I fucking loved it. And I loved, oh god, this is giving me our wild card. I just segued to this by accident. But anyway, Dawn of the Dead, I love the whole being trapped in a mall thing, because if it really was a zombie apocalypse, like, I think a mall would pretty much be the best place. Plenty of space, plenty of bathrooms, plenty of supplies, plenty of just cool shit, as long as there's still, like, electricity. And even if there's not, there's plenty of shit at a mall where, like, if you were going to be trapped, like, that's where you want to be. Especially like if there's like a fucking hunting supply or something, or in Walmart or some shit, that'd be a badass place to be for the apocalypse. I mean, Walmart, they'd have all the food, plenty of fucking toilet paper. Some Walmarts, do Walmart still sell guns? I think they do. Fucking whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'd be trying to get trapped in there. But during the movie's montage, during when they've all just kind of come to grips with, we're probably gonna die, and their big idea is that they're gonna try and make it to a boat and sail to an island and see if things good. So during the montage where they've all pretty much just accepted their fate and they're like, fuck it, we're gonna have one big party, they play a song by a man named Richard Cheese. Now, Richard Cheese is a jazz artist, like an easy listening jazz artist, who only does cover songs, and they include, you know, My Neck, My Back, My Pussy, and My Crack, Welcome to the Jungle, some Slipknot, and in this movie, now, I'm not a big fan of this original song at all, and I'm gonna guess you're probably not either, but you know the song, and this is hilarious and awesome. Here is Richard Cheese from the movie Dawn of the Dead, covering Disturbed's Down with the Sickness.
Feel that? Oh shit. Oh, wah, ah, ah, ah. Oh, wah, ah, ah, ah. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
Two, three, four.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me.
Fucking organ, down with the sickness.
always keeping it positive on Pogo City Radio. Always keeping it positive.
Very nice.
Now, that was Richard Cheese, this week's wild card, where we, this week's, we don't do shows once a week anymore. Today's wild card, where we play something a little off format. Now, I actually, after that was on, I put on fucking Resident Evil, the first one. I put on the first Resident Evil, which is really the one, I really like that one. I don't know all the movies that well. I know the first one great. I'm familiar with the second, and I saw the third a couple times, and then I think they made more, and I didn't see them, like, at all. You know, I totally have no idea what happened. But fucking, I don't know, the whole, like, bloodthirsty umbrella corporation and, like, a virus getting out. Like, you know, so that's what I moved on to. I went to Resident Evil then. And, yeah, then after that, I decided to brighten it up a little, brighten it up, and go with a stoner classic of Dude, Where's My Car? Yeah, which came out in 2000. I remember when that came out. No and then! No and then! But yes, Dude, Where's My Car? Worth a watch. Horrible, horrible movie. Worth a watch. But yeah, why don't we get back to the music? I don't know. Are you guys watching any good movies while you're on your quarantine? Are you? Are you? Because I don't know. I don't know. I think I might have to watch some more apocalyptic movies today. Not sure, though. I'm not sure. But why don't we get to some Against All Authority? I feel like we've been playing them a lot lately, and fucking good, right? Good. So we just came back from We Are the Punks 3, which seems like the last great show to happen for a while. At least that was one hell of a party we were at. So let's get to Against All Authority doing Living in Miami. All right, that was Against All Authority right there. And yeah, thanks for hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio. Now, if you're looking for some content, you're going through some like punk rock.
I may have f***ed up here.
Punk rock withdrawal. Head over to our YouTube. Remember, the show will be here the whole time. Head over to our YouTube. You can catch some videos that I took from We Are the Punks 3, which went down just a couple weeks ago in West Palm Beach, Florida, with the lower class brats, the ejected fucking Blank 77, Mike Blanks and the Stabs, Sniper 66, Moose Knuckle, and fucking The Erections. So go look for videos from that show. Also, I know I got a video of Dirty Work, and them dudes hit me up, and they asked for the pictures that I took of them, and I sent them. I said I got a video somewhere, so I'm definitely going to find it. And I'm going to put the video up from Dirty Work. I'll put that up on YouTube, so go to Pogo City Radio's YouTube, subscribe for that, and I got a Moose Knuckle video I gotta find, and I'm gonna throw that up there too. Really liked hanging out with those guys. But yeah, so maybe we'll get to a couple of those bands. And I see Renee there in the live thread. And why don't we play some Blanks? Not because she's there, because fuck her. I just want to hear some Blank 77. But what song? Hey, Renee, I got a question for you, even though I just insulted you. What Blank 77 song do you want to hear, Renee? I have all of them. So what Blanks? Now, don't leave me hanging here. I see you in the live thread. Josh says Firework, that dirty bastard Josh. All right, Renee wants to hear Pills. So, of course, the musician always wants you to spin that new shit. So this is coming off the Jailhouse Records release, Getting Blasted, the split with the Parasitics. Now, actually, I remember what I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm pretty sure I remember hearing them say that it was the first time they were playing it out. I was like 16, 17, 18, something like that, and Blank 77 first came back, and I was seeing them at the Meat Locker, and they played this song, and it was definitely the first time I ever heard it, and then it would come out on the record years later. So here's Blank 77 with Pills.
I need a pill to cure my headache, and a pill to cure my cough. I need a pill to cure my lonely, and a pill that gets me off. I need a pill to make you sleepy, and a pill to wake me up. I need a pill to make you love me, and a pill to shut you up. I need some pills, just give me some pills. Why don't you shut the fuck up and give me some pills?
All right, that one's for Renee. And she doesn't even need to give me some pills. I just needed to shut the fuck up. But yeah, Renee says everything I said before that song is bullshit. But all I'm saying is that if you guys go over to pogocity.stream and you jump into the archives, because originally there was an interview on the Voice of Bedlam show where Mike was on here for like 45 minutes before we did Pogo City Radio. Fucking, I actually since have cut out that Mike Blanks interview and re-released it in a show called A Mike Blanks Pogo. So if you go over to pogocity.stream, or if you download the Podbean app, you guys can listen to us live, get notifications about the show, and you can hear Mike disagree with Renee. When I asked him, I even remember what it was. I said, Mike, when you guys first came back, what were the first two songs that you guys wrote? I said, was it Hey You and Pills? He said, no, it was Pills and I Don't Care. And we talked about the time period, and it's in the goddamn video. So, oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's in the audio recording of him saying it, at least. So maybe he's full of shit. And then, you know what? There's a video. I don't know if that song's in it, but there's definitely a video from, what is it, Meat Locker TV? There's definitely
Definitely. Ah, Renee, you backing up now, Renee, huh? I got the proof. Now she wants me to play a song. Ah, I got the proof. So you guys go see for yourself. Go to the archives. And remember, you can find the most recent 100 episodes on things like Stitcher, Google Play Music, iTunes, Spotify, all that good shit. Pretty much wherever you hear your podcasts. Let's get to one of my favorite bands. Here is the Anti-Nowhere League with Animal. Right, that's the Anti-Nowhere League right there with the track Animal. Now, it looks like we got a celebrity in our live thread, and an actual one, not Renee. Charles Bronson. Give it up for Mr. Charles Bronson. How you doing, Mr. Bronson? Thanks for listening to Pogo City Radio. Apparently, Charles Bronson been banging a whole bunch of people's moms, allegedly. But, yeah, Charles Bronson, of course, the, what were those movies where he killed everyone? They were awesome. What were they called? Death Wish. Charles Bronson from Death Wish. Yeah, when his wife and his daughter get killed, and he just goes, like, total fucking vigilante and, like, fucking Rambo-style commando shit. Oh, that was my shit. Commando. I'm gonna go watch that shit. Alyssa Milano. But she's, like, 11 there, so it doesn't matter. But still, she was in it. But, yeah. I'm going to go watch those movies now. But how you doing, Charles Bronson? I'm sure that's the actual Charles Bronson we have in our live feed. But, you know, all this talk about a virus, I feel like we should be listening to some more antidote. So here's Go Pogo on Pogo City Radio.
Go!
All right, that was Antidote right there with Go Pogo. We've been playing a whole bunch of Oi today, so let's just keep it rolling. Here's some Bishop's Green, Tumbling Down. Doing a little twofer from Bishop's Green, here's Alone.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was two from Bishop's Green right there. Now, Muggsy in the live chat wants to hear some of the hardcore bands, the New York band Antidote. So I got one queued up for him. Here's Antidote with Got Me on the Line. Andrew fucking shit up.
I may have fucked up here.
God damn it. So when the hell is Rick and Morty going to be back, right? Okay, here's an Antidote from NYC with Got Me on the Line. All right, that was Antidote coming out of New York right there. You guys can find a lot about that band in that documentary. What was that fucking documentary? There's a New York hardcore documentary. I'm trying to think of what it was. Maybe it was called New York Hardcore. I don't fucking know. Oh, here it is. The New York Hardcore Chronicles. That's what it was. There and there. So see if you can find that. Maybe you can stream that while you're on your little quarantine. And yeah, okay. All right. So there's something. A bunch of other movies we got to check out are some good fucking punk rock movies. And what the fuck ones was I just going to say? I don't fucking remember. Oh, the fucking Bomb City. You guys should check out Bomb City. That shit was really good. The one that takes place in Texas with the murder and all that nonsense. Go look for that. That's on Amazon Prime now. So if you guys got like fire sticks and shit, you could see it for free. Go watch Bomb City. That was a pretty fucking sad but awesome movie. And you know I still haven't seen Bomb City, says Renee. Okay, Renee, well, your homework assignment tonight is to go and watch it because it's awesome and it's funny, dude. I picked out exactly, like, there's a couple blank songs in there, and I picked out exactly which ones they were using, and it was the B-side of the Tanked and Pogoed album. The B-side, they were playing that pretty much on a loop, and then one time they play Fuck Halloween, and they also play Void. God damn, so there's at least like four or five blank songs in there. So can you confirm you will die? Josh says Renee is in Wuhan, and he thinks she is patient zero. But yeah, I don't know. But go check out that movie. There's plenty of other awesome punk movies you could be watching. And like I said, you can't go to the shows, but we can bring some punk rock right to you. All you got to do is download the Podbean app. That's really the best way. Or you can just listen to us on Google, Stitcher, all that shit. Remember, check out our Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. And remember, find us on Instagram at Pogo City Radio. And like I said, gonna sometime soon be adding some content to the YouTube. But you ain't seen everything that's on the YouTube yet anyway. So just go over there. Check it out. Give that shit a subscribe. Click that button. Hit that like button while you are there, too. I will be back tomorrow. I will pretty much be trying to do a episode every day, but who the fuck knows, because I have commitment issues. But yeah, we're going to get out of here with some Cockspar, the Sparrer. But I'm looking for one of their newer songs. All right, we're going to get out of here with Bats Out. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading Cockspar, Pogo City Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, okay, encore, encore. I got one more for you. GG and the Scum Fucks, Drink, Fight, and Fuck, the live version.
How many people out there like to drink? Not too many of you don't like to drink. You don't like to get really fucked up. That's too bad, I do. But you know, if people don't like to drink, or fight, or fuck, you don't like to drink, fight, or fuck, this is a GG alma mater. Drink, fight, and fuck, this is what I preach. I'm not religious, I'm not political, I don't care what fucking Reagan does, I don't give a fuck. I want to drink, fight, and fuck.
We like to drink and party hard. We're not afraid to fight, not afraid to die. We like to fuck any girl we do. We're not ashamed of the things that we do. Drink, fight, and fuck. Drink, fight, fuck. Give me a bottle, Jack Daniels with you. Stay out of my way, gonna slap you. Give me a fucking clutch, I don't care who. Drink, fight, fuck is what I'm gonna do. Drink, fight, and fuck. Drink, fight, fuck.